Good morning and happy 4th of July weekend, right? Man, I mean, perfect holiday. Day we get to shoot fireworks. Weekend we get to eat more food than we should, right? And see family. And especially a week that we get to celebrate our freedom. Our freedom in America. We have a lot of freedoms. And I would just like to kind of throw a shout out to our sponsor this morning. This freedom, this message of freedom was brought to you by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen. And by citizens who own guns. 1776, I mean, come on, these guys had it going on. And I'll tell you what a better way to celebrate the 4th of July this year than to have such a wonderful, wonderful visitation at Mount Rushmore. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you for your wonderful message. Thank you for reminding us that those four guys on the mountain, they made it happen, along with many, many others. And we thank them, and we thank so many more that have kept this freedom on this day, this weekend, this Declaration of Independence. The reason we've had independence for as long as we have, the reason we've had freedom for as long as we have, is because God initiated it, God proclaimed it, and God has sustained it. And I want us to look at the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, which says this: we hold these truths to be self-evident. In fact, what they're saying is you got to be a knuckler not to know that these truths are truths. They're self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator, our God and Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now we're going to talk about those, because without God, there is no freedom. Without God, there's no freedom. The enemy, Satan, and the world system, they want to put us in bondage and into slavery. But Galatians 5:1 says that we have freedom in Christ, and it says this: it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Isn't that interesting? It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. I don't know what your yoke of slavery has been or is. The yoke of slavery can be addiction. The yoke of slavery can be attitudes. It can be prejudice. It can be injustice. It can be a lot of things. But Jesus Christ set us free from any yoke of slavery that the enemy could possibly think about. Christ has given us freedom from the yoke of sin. Isn't that wonderful? You know, we all sin, right? We have sin. And we were held in the yoke of that slavery. But when we mess up now, and it's not like we go out of our way, we don't have to. We're people, right? And we mess up. And when we do, what can we do? We can go to Christ and we can say, Jesus, please forgive me and set me free. Help me walk on this road of freedom once again. We are no longer slaves, but we are free to live in a relationship with our Father God. That's freedom. Not freedom that we have to stand back. Not freedom that we have to cower. Not freedom that is a world-induced freedom, but freedom that we can step up and we can have relationship with God. And that freedom is secure within us when we embrace the authority of God over us and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within us. In order to have freedom, you have got to have authority. Our president talked about that authority and how he would not put up with lawlessness any longer, and that the government was going to step in and start putting an end to lawlessness in this country. I think that we need to pray against lawlessness. Amen? We have been, and I think we need to continue to pray against lawlessness. Because it's ignorant people who are angry and are inflamed by other ignorant people who are angry that cause this lawlessness and cause this unrest and jeopardize the freedoms that we have, the freedom of having a relationship with God, the freedom of religion, the freedom to walk out in public and feel safe. So we're going to pray against that lawlessness, we're going to preach against that lawlessness, and we're going to tell these people that are angry and lawless this: you are ignorant, you have no idea what you're doing or why you're doing it, you're just angry. You should not have stayed home for 2 months with nothing to do. It inflamed people. And now God is saying, this is enough. 2 Corinthians in 3:17 will be our banner and will be our cry. It will say this, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, where He is, there is freedom. Why is there freedom? Because the Spirit of the Lord is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, long-suffering. That is freedom. When someone is ignorant, when someone is doing something that is wrong, we should embrace them with an attitude of justice and love and say, that is wrong. It is wrong to destroy public property. It is wrong to become angered to the point to where you are jeopardizing the freedoms of others. It is not a freedom that God has given us to go and destroy other people's property or their lives or their ideals. Jesus Christ gave us this freedom so that we could stand on Him and so that we could pray over the authorities of our nation. They're not perfect, but they're better than any place else in the world. And we live in a country that is a refuge and has been a refuge to billions of people. And we have shouted out that freedom. We have proclaimed the name of Jesus to all of the nations. And because of that, God has blessed this country, and He will continue to bless this country as long as we remember where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And the Spirit of the Lord is going to start in us. Every morning, get up and say, Lord, I need Your Spirit. I need Your Holy Spirit, because there are going to be mean, angry, ugly, inflamed, ignorant people out there in the world that are going to try to steal that freedom. And they don't even know why. You know why? Because they don't even know Jesus. They don't know what Jesus is about. You see, when you know the truth, Jesus says this in John 8:32, when you know the truth, it will set you free. It says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. When you know the truth, when you know what is written in this Bible, right here, this book, our country's laws are established upon the Ten Commandments in this book right here. And I don't care what political party, I don't care what faction, I don't care what person on the face of this earth says they're wrong, they're right. They're the Ten Commandments. The first one, you're going to love God with all your heart. You're going to respect your parents. You're not going to murder. What is wrong with people when they think that they can get angry and go out and murder somebody just because they're mad? It's wrong. And we're here to declare it. It's wrong. Our freedom was given to us by people who were willing to stand up and say, no, this is wrong. It is wrong. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life. Do not take my life away from me. Ignorant, angry people. Liberty. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America with liberty and justice for all, and for the pursuit of happiness. I am not happy right now because people are walking all over my rights. But am I going to get angry and go burn down their house? No. I'm going to tell them, you're wrong. Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ died for you. Jesus Christ is here for you so you don't have to be so angry and so lost and in so much turmoil so that you can enjoy the freedom that you have. You can realize what God is doing. You can realize that God is doing a marvelous thing in this world through Jesus Christ. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you for that. When you know the truth, when you know this word, the written word, it'll set you free. But when you come to know Jesus Christ, He will really set you free. So many times people, they want to argue the word. Well, the Bible has got contradictions. No, it doesn't. Not if you read it and study it, not if you realize that God has ordained this word. Well, it says this and this and this. You got two different people telling you the same story. Well, it says that he went into this town, and then the other guy said he was going out of this town. In two different nationalities, that town has different borders. There's no contradictions in the Bible. So if you know that, it'll set you free. If you accept it, it'll set you free. But if you want to use this as a platform to argue, then you've lost the whole point. And that point is Jesus Christ came to give us relationship with Him and relationship with God. There's nothing more beautiful than having a relationship restored, and especially the relationship that we have restored with our Father God. We were alienated from Him through sin, and Jesus said, not anymore. Now you've got freedom to go have relationship with Him. You know the wonderful thing about God is He's not just sitting up there on the throne saying, hey, I'm up here. It's cool. You just hold on. When you die, you'll be up here too. God says, no, I'm going to give you this gift. When Jesus Christ left this world, God gave us the Holy Spirit. He lives within us. We feel Him. We get angered with injustice. We get emotional. We get empowered with love to change things. And that's what freedom's all about. When you know Jesus, the truth, He will set you free. When you know that word that God has given us, He will set you free. To know the written word and the living word is relationship. You can't have one without the other. How are you going to learn about Jesus if you don't read about Him? And how are you going to read about Jesus if you don't know Him? It's wonderful how He set it up. We know that when we know Jesus as the truth, we are free to live out our lives in Him. Galatians 5:13 really puts a cap on what God wants to stop and what God wants to do in the world today. Not just the United States, but in the world today. It says, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. I mean, think about it. You're in the yoke of slavery. You're in the yoke of sin. You're in the yoke of something that is holding you down. And God says, no, you're free. You're free. You're free. You're free. You're free. And then Jesus says, come on now, you follow me because you're free. And it says this, but do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. What's the flesh? The flesh is everything that's going on that isn't of God. Don't use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. There's a lot of people using their freedom to indulge in the flesh to tear down the freedom that God has given us. Do not use that freedom to indulge in the flesh, but serve one another humbly in love. Wow, wouldn't it look so much differently if people said, wow, I've got this freedom to serve you. I have this freedom to serve you. I have this freedom to serve you. I have this freedom to serve you. Amen? We can go out of here with our freedom and we can serve other people in love. Now, sometimes that love is going to just be, you know, you're wrong. I'm sorry. You know, when I worked at the kindergarten, I loved it because there is nothing more pure than 255-year-olds keeping you on your toes, right? Years ago, a friend of mine said, Jim, we need to work on your sarcasm. Now, I know that's hard to believe, okay? No. And so we had this contest where, you know, and it really helped. Well, evidently, my sarcasm was coming back because when I went to work down there, I would get a little sarcastic, you know, kind of thinking a five-year-old would pick up on the undertones of the humor. And five-year-olds, in the love of a five-year-old, just look at you and say, no, you're just being dumb. You know, sometimes we just got to be five-year-olds. We got to say, you know, you, my brothers and sisters, you're called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh because you're being dumb, okay? But rather, serve one another with humility and love. Amen. Doesn't that feel better? Doesn't that sound better? Doesn't that work better? It sure does. So I encourage you, okay, in the days to come, to cherish and enjoy your freedom. And cherish and enjoy it to serve the world around you in love. And when you do that, you will never, ever allow yourself to be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. We started out with this scripture, for it is freedom, for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, And I would add this because it's a part of our message. Stand firm in serving one another in love, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that we have this freedom. We thank you so much, Lord, that you, Lord, you are the basis of every freedom we have on the face of this earth. And that basis was issued to us. That basis was fulfilled in Christ Jesus when he died on the cross for us. So, Lord, today we proclaim that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is our freedom. And I will embrace him. I will ask him to come into my heart through the power of the Holy Spirit and indwell in me so that I can serve one another, serve those around me, and serve the world around me, Lord, with humility and love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.